Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
A remarkable story unfolded in our community Tuesday evening at the River Lodge in Fortuna. Betty Chin celebrated the Chinese New Year by treating almost 300 guests to a lovely meal of Chinese food funded by her son and daughter-in-law. But the event is monumental because it was more than a meal. There was an abiding sense of friendship, community, celebration, and multiculturalism in the air as we feted one of our more famous Humboldt County citizens. A woman who, along with an increasing cadre of volunteers, has made millions of sandwiches for the poor and hungry in our community over the past 30 years. The meal was Betty's way to thank those who make sandwiches, haul leftovers from St. Joseph Kitchen, volunteer to be on her board, donate money to her foundation, and serve on her growing legion of volunteers and staff. The event was important because Betty is a uniter in a time of political and social division. She brings together young and old, rich and poor, Protestant and Catholic, left and right, because her vision and compassion run far deeper than all those petty divisions. Betty connects with both high and low, rich and poor, because of her unflagging respect for all people. Whether a person is the president of the U.S., a rock star, a famous athlete, or a drifter on the skids on South Broadway, Betty sees the divine spark in everyone. This does not mean she's a pushover. She doesn't put up with nonsense, litter and graffiti are out of bounds, profanity and insulting others not tolerated. She gives those help who want it. For those who won't be helped, she delivers them to their own devices. Betty attributes her passion to her times of hardship. Her hardship as a child, those hardships are difficult for many of us Westerners to comprehend. During the Cultural Revolution in China, Betty and her family were subjected to torture, social ostracism, hunger, and other unspeakable cruelties. Many would have died or given in to despair. Betty and her siblings decided to flee, first to Hong Kong, and eventually they became asylum seekers in the United States. Upon arrival in the U.S., Betty married Lee Yong Chin, who was a professor of math and physics at Humboldt State. She learned English by watching television and eventually worked at Lafayette School. It did not take Betty long to realize there were hungry and lonely children in America, too. She began to make them sandwiches. For 24 years, she worked quietly and mostly alone to feed hungry kids. You would think Betty would have been thanked for her works of compassion, but many in our community thought she was making things worse by attracting the poor. In 2002, her work was recognized by the Eureka Interfaith Fellowship in the form of the Humboldt Peace Prize. In 2008, she was recognized by Maria Shriver in the form of the Minerva Award, celebrating the accomplishments of women around our state. In 2010, Betty was called to the White House to receive the Citizens Medal from President Barack Obama. Tuesday, I realized that Betty's story has become our story. Humboldt is a better place and a more compassionate community because of the life and work of Betty Chin. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.